Did you know that most of the products you see on Amazon actually come from China? If you don't believe me, try going to Amazon and doing a search for two words, massage gun. The reason I chose that is because that is one of the most recent hot products these days. And right when the results show up, you'll see so many different types of massage guns. But as you're scrolling down on the results page, you'll kind of notice that almost all these massage guns look nearly the same. Sure, they may have a different color, maybe a different brand name, maybe one comes with an extra case and accessories, or just one looks cooler in general. But all in all, you'll notice that almost all of them have pretty much an identical shape. So you might be wondering, are there really that many companies making this type of product? The answer is kind of yes and no. We'll get more into that later. And what's even more interesting is as you look at the results, you'll notice that the majority of them are Prime shipping eligible, meaning that if you have a Prime membership, you can expect to receive the product within the usual Prime 2-day window. So today I'm going to talk about kind of the whole Amazon ecosystem and how it works, and you might actually learn a thing or two about what goes on behind the scenes, what you don't see happening or are aware of. Just to kind of start off and keep things simple, I would say the whole Amazon marketplace is kind of split between two different categories. The first category is products that Amazon directly sells themselves, meaning Amazon sourced the product, it's in their warehouse, and they're the ones who directly chose to sell the product on their website. That can be things like Amazon branded products. It can be common items that you need in your household that are brand name usually. These Amazon directly sold products are basically the foundation for the website. So what goes on top of this foundation is what are actually products sold by third-party sellers. That's the other part of Amazon's marketplace, which I think is actually larger than Amazon's direct selling products. But we're gonna focus on the third-party sellers. There's actually various types of sellers on Amazon marketplace. Because China has the capability of producing tons of various kinds of products, and they just have a very large mass producing industrial capability. So basically, you have all these factories in China able to produce a product such as a massage gun. And what happens is you have these sellers in China selling, directly listing their item in Amazon. So whenever you see an Amazon product and you see that it is not sold by Amazon, it does not have Prime shipping, and one indicator is that you'll notice that it will take at least a couple weeks for the product to arrive, then that in most cases means that the product is coming from China, and that's the reason you have to wait so long. There are actually China-related products that are covered under the Prime program, meaning will ship very fast to you. And you might be wondering how they do this. And basically, these sellers from China will mass ship their product over to Amazon's warehouse and in like a huge pallet or bulk number of products. And once it reaches the Amazon's warehouse, you will then be able to purchase the product from Amazon with Prime shipping. There are people in the US who are actually resellers, and they do a similar process. What they do is they will buy a bulk amount of product from China and either have it shipped to themselves or directly to Amazon's warehouse. And if it goes to themselves first, then they'll still probably ship it to Amazon. These kind of sellers trying to make a profit usually mark up the product at least 2 times above what they paid for. So that's why you see prices for items kind of look a little inflated sometimes. If you don't believe me, try going to the website AliExpress.com. That's AliExpress.com. That is a direct from China marketplace where if you actually did a search for massage gun, you'll notice a lot of different results. But a common thing you'll notice is because it's direct from China, the prices are actually much lower than similarly priced products at Amazon. So these resellers at Amazon are basically buying these products in bulk, and they sometimes work with these China sellers to add their brand name to the product and basically take this cheap product and mark it up after they slap their brand on it or some kind of unique touch on it. So going back to the example of the massage gun, when you did a search on Amazon for a massage gun, you'll notice that there were so many products in the results page that looked so similar. Now pretend you are a seller for one of these products. When someone does a search for a massage gun, there's just so many results. How do I get my product to kind of show up on the front page? That's where this whole behind the scenes action starts to come into play. There are these websites out there whose main goal is to help sellers with these products promote their product in such a way so that when someone does a search for like a massage gun, that their product will show further up on the results page. Because Amazon is basically like a search engine. It has its own algorithm in showing results based on how many people purchased the product, how many reviews it got, how many people are looking at the product, and even how many people purchased it as well. There are these websites such as Vipon, Vipon, and Snagshout, where you have these China sellers who want to promote their product. They will basically pay a fee usually to these websites. These websites have like a community of users who basically go to these places, and what happens is the sellers will offer the product at near cost or even at a loss. And they do this by offering a coupon and providing the coupon to these websites such that a user can go to the website and purchase the product at a heavily discounted price. And the seller knows that they will likely be losing money on this sale, but the end result is someone will purchase their product on the Amazon website, and the hope is that their product will get listed higher in the search ranking results. And when your product is listed higher in the search ranking results, it basically translates to more sales, more visibility, because basically, just like any other search engine, you get more exposure and basically results in more sales. There are sellers out there who just can't afford paying some of these websites to have users in their community purchase their product. Therefore, there are these China sellers who actually utilize either agents or just actual people on Facebook who have these communities or groups. And what happens is they will basically promote their product directly on Facebook, kind of advertising their product, saying, hey, you can buy this product at a certain heavily discounted price, and in exchange for buying the product or buying the product and leaving a positive 5-star review, they will basically either give you the product for free or at some price that is almost unheard of. And that's because the sellers are willing to take a loss in order to be able to promote their product. And basically, you have these individual groups in Facebook who heavily advertise this kind of selling. So they allow these China sellers to advertise their products in their community, and they basically, it's almost like a business exchange. There are some people out there who do this. They help advertise for the China sellers, and the reason they do these communities is because when they promote the product, they kind of embed their affiliate link in it so that whenever someone buys the product, they kind of get a little bit of a kickback for promoting the product, and it kind of becomes a win-win situation for these marketers. So basically, the marketer works with the China seller. They're willing to promote the product, and people buy the product through an affiliate link. The marketer gets a little bit of a cut. The direct seller gets a review, and the end user who bought the product gets the product at a heavily discounted price or for free. So you kind of have like this little mini marketplace going on behind the scenes. So if you're on Facebook, you can easily find these types of communities by searching things like Amazon reviews or Amazon no review products. Just keep in mind that I'm just providing this information for education purposes. There is actually a risk involved. For example, sometimes a user will purchase directly from the seller and with the hope that they'll get the refund. But there are times where the seller just kind of ghosts away and doesn't provide the refund. And so you end up with a user who has the product in hand and they either have to return their product just to get their money back or something like that. So this is what kind of goes on in the marketplace these days related to Amazon. Hope that provided some insights as to how it works. If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes or send me a voice message or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at TheSleepyVoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.